years. I was the first person to ever interview Joe Bannister for radio and TV. Pat Shannon interviewed him for, I think it was Media Bypass, I forget, or maybe Angie Scheister, I don't remember. And I went and I interviewed him while I was out covering Operation Urban Warrior in 99, and he had just quit as a Treasury agent, armed Treasury agent, you know, one of the raids and stuff, when he heard a radio show claiming that the IRS was basically a collection agency, it was a fraud, Federal Reserve was really private. He said, that's all crazy. Spent a year trying to disprove it, found out it was all true, went and told his superiors about it, they said, go ahead and resign. He did resign. Then they tried to put him in prison repeatedly for speaking out. That made national news, and juries found him not guilty. We're going to break, but I wanted to get him on for 40 minutes here today on tax day to talk about the fraud that it is. But briefly, Joe, what is your take on the situation with the Bundy Ranch and what's just happened?
Hi, Alex. Well, thanks for having me. Bundys are fellow Nevadans. I've been in Nevada since 2005, and my heart goes out to them and to the people that were out there. I was riveted watching the video stream with David Knight out there and Josh, riveted like everyone else and rooting for them. They're going up against a big tyranny, and just a very, very overjoyed that there's a Nevadans like the Bundys there to stand their ground.
Well, even if they claim the grazing rights were legal, which I've looked at it, it's not, it's another fraud. And we got to push back someday. It put the other 52 families out of business.
Right. I mean, where else can they go? What else can they do? This is proof that the government won't be happy until you are homeless, you've got nothing to eat, and then if you'll just sign up to be evaluated by the death panel, they'll like it just fine.
Exactly. They want control. And who was it said the power to tax is the power to destroy? It was George Washington first said it, and then the second Supreme Court's Chief Justice said it. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. We're going to talk to Joe Bannister, a true hero on the other side, another man who stood up and went through living hell to tell the truth, former special agent with the Department of Treasury. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Daniel Webster, in 1819, in the Supreme Court case, attribution, the quotation came from the words of Daniel Webster and those of John Marshall in the Supreme Court case, McCulloch versus Maryland. Webster, in arguing the case, said an unlimited power to tax involves necessarily a power to destroy. But the power of taxation by the states may be exercised so as to destroy it. It is too obvious to be denied that the power to tax involves the power to destroy. Cannot be denied is the full quote. Well, let me show you what Agenda 21 is in Cloward and Piven. Forbes magazine today. CBO, Congressional Budget Office. Obamacare will spend more, tax more, and reduce the deficits less than they previously thought. Well, he says raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt. So there you go, magic wand. It says spending projections for 2013 to 2019 have increased with Obamacare $124 billion on taxpayers. And by the way, this is a great tax. You're going to get to pay it. 20 different taxes administered by the IRS. They're now announcing, oh, they will be grabbing your wages. They will be grabbing your bank account. Obamacare was a database for you to come waive your rights to counsel and the right to remain silent and give them the right to come after your bank account and increase the prices. And it's a tax to a foreign group of banks that own the insurance companies, the Supreme Court ruled. But that's not the first time. The IRS pays the private Federal Reserve, as Joe Banister exposed. So why not, if we already paid the Federal Reserve all this money and the Federal Reserve private banks own the big insurance companies, why not pay money directly to them? Joe Banister, former Treasury agent, break down what I just said. Give me your take on it and where all this is going.
Well, again, thanks for having me on, Alex. The thing is, there's only 545 people that run our lives. If you think about it, 9 Supreme Court justices, a president, 435 members of Congress, and 100 senators. And it really is within our grasp to change. We can't maybe change those 9 Supreme Court justices so quickly, but those other 536 people, it's really not that difficult. But the problem is that you have 30 to 40% of the population that loves the servitude that we're being given. And the rest of the people that are, you know, they're on the gerbil wheel trying to keep up, as you say, with the Federal Reserve and the income tax. Who can blame people trying to just, you know, keep their families fed? But the thing is, as you've pointed out, it's going to get a lot worse. And so we better start fighting a lot more now while we still have a house to live in, a roof over our heads, food to eat, because the plans are, as you pointed out so many times, that we won't have those things, and that's how they can really get control of us, when we don't even have a roof over our head or food to eat, or if the food we have will be GMO and fluoridated water and, like I say, just one foot in the grave and one foot on a banana peel.
When you were first speaking out 15, 16 years ago, before all your trials and tribulations, it was pretty rare to have folks saying what we're saying. Now, so much of what we talk about, it's almost passe. It's hidden in plain view, but then no one gets in trouble. What do you call that paradox?
It really kills me. You know, to see that smug look on Harry Reid's face in that interview that was published yesterday, that's when I saw it, where he's saying, you know, it's not over. It makes me sick to my stomach to think that people like that can not only get into office, but stay in office and then work with their own children and then appoint, you know, the head of the BLM. And they're all just this little cabal where Harry Reid is like the king of Nevada. And he literally is so smug. And then if you can replicate that, of course, by all 50 states, they have their corrupt people, Corzine in New Jersey, and, you know, Feinstein and Boxer out in California. They all have their little fiefdom, their little kingdom, and they're just destroying America, you know, all 50 states at once because of these senators and congressmen that keep getting sent to office. And it drives me crazy. As you say, over 15 years that I've been in this, it's been very gratifying to see more and more people come in and help row the boat. And my hat's always been off to you because, you know, you were in it even before me. We met there, I think it was March or April of 1999 when you were filming your Police State 2000.
Yeah, the military invasion. I want to come back and get into what the IRS is, where it's going, and the fact that they won't prosecute the illegals putting in fake tax returns. It's just incredible all the things they're doing and how the big corporations don't pay hardly any tax. Because, I mean, Warren Buffett, all of it with Joe Bannister. I'm going to give your website out. He has an excellent website. We'll put that on screen when we come back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Okay. chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
AgentForTruth.com, Joe Bannister is our guest right now. And we see the globalist starting war with Russia. We see all the craziness going on. We see the massive bureaucratic taxes increasing. Obama promised to not raise taxes. They're going to just eat us alive. And they can just keep saying, it's the law, it's the law, it's the law, and blackmail the Supreme Court to sign off on it. At a certain point, we're going to have to turn this around. We're going right back to Joe Bannister here in just a moment to give him the floor to talk about the situation on tax day and when's enough enough. Half the country now, not even in the work rolls. The rest hanging on by their fingernails. Almost everybody I know is having real hard times. And the answer is more taxes, more regulations, more bureaucracy. So we're going to talk about that with Joe Bannister here on April 15th. But before I go any further, remember that the globalists use making people poor a system of control. And every time we cover Bilderberg or a globalist event, we get the intel that they're mad that people have money to be able to come and protest them. Or that people are even able to go do that. And I saw so many comments online like, I'm going to spend my $200 savings to drive from Oregon down to Nevada. It's all the money I got. Or I can't go. I don't have the money for gas. I mean, it's just what an incredibly enslaved nation that people live paycheck to paycheck and our standard of living is going down with automation, everything. We should have more money than ever. The globalists admit this. They're trying to make us poor. It's like Obama telling Africans, in fact, let's try to find that. You can't have air conditioning or cars if he lands, you know, in $50 million a day to run his operation. It's all about you being totally poor, them being totally rich, while they attack the middle class, saying they're stingy and evil and greedy because they want to be middle class. And Cliven Bundy, he's a horrible thief on range fees. Because the range fees ran off the other 52 families that came there on wagon trains in 1877. Because they got fooled into signing on to it when they already had the rights on record. And he just said, I'm not doing this. I'm not going bankrupt. And they said, all right, well, here's a paramilitary army coming for you. We're going to go back to Joe Bannister here in a moment. Just remember, we don't get taxpayer money like MSNBC. They got stimulus and taxpayer. And we don't get taxpayer money like NPR and others. We don't get product placement, behavior placement, as the media calls it, propaganda placement, with government ads here. We're funded by you supporting us and our sponsors. So check out InfoWarsLife.com with just incredible supplements like the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the Lung Cleanse, the Staple, and you know, incredible proprietary Survival Shield, Nace and Iodine. That's done so much for myself and my family. You've heard the rave reviews. And your purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we are going to get rid of the 25% off special tomorrow. The Traveler Pro-Pure Gravity-Fed Stainless Steel Filters that annihilate the competition, 25% off on that right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Normally $205, $153. They've got the pitchers with 10% off. That has the same great filter that cuts out the glyphosates and fluoride. It's the best. That's why we sell it at the lowest price you're going to find in the galaxy. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get prepared and shop with the good guys. Okay, Joe, I've been ranting. I want to give you the floor now and also tell us the latest over at your excellent website with all the resources that are there to document things for folks. I think it's key to explain to people this is illegitimate, as you've been doing for 15 years. And it really is. It's not just your opinion and where it's all going. But even if the IRS had been legitimate, it's not. But if you've got all these big corporations that write the rules, like Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of bailout money, tax money, but also, you know, lobbied for it and then lobbies for increased taxes on poor people, claiming that's robbed from the rich, give to the poor. It's robbed from the poor, give to the rich. How do we shatter that paradigm for folks and let them understand that literally the IRS is a collection agency for a foreign consortium?
Well, Alex, what I like to do is, you know, the IRS likes to look at a paper trail, to use a paper trail to go after the average citizen. And so I encourage people to look at the IRS's paper trail. And the paper trail begins, as you know, and I've told your listeners many times, back in the early 1900s, culminating in 1913 with the alleged ratification of the 16th Amendment. And not surprisingly, the Federal Reserve Act coming in of the same year. And that's where it began. Now, of course, they lied about the ratification of the 16th Amendment, but the courts have done their best to dismiss that as an issue. Okay, fine, but it's still a fact if people want to look it up. But even if the 16th Amendment was ratified, lo and behold, the Supreme Court ruled that the 16th Amendment did not expand federal taxing power. It's not Alex Jones's opinion. It's not Joe Bannister's opinion. It's numerous Supreme Court cases that said so. And the Supreme Court also ruled, they defined what income, the word income is, as an income tax. And the problem is that the IRS has been, you know, BSing the public all these decades, that they have income when they go to work every day and trade an hour of their time for an hour of pay. And the thing is that that doesn't square with what the Supreme Court says that income is. Also, most Americans are not liable to pay the federal income tax. These are facts. The IRS even acknowledges that you're required to file a tax return with the IRS for any tax you are liable for. Look it up in the instruction booklet. I like the way, Alex, you always tell people, look it up. The only problem is that not enough people look it up because these are facts. And it's only the IRS using their little pamphlets and flyers and handouts and the fact that their own agents, you know, that's what they use is flyers and handouts rather than the actual Internal Revenue Code, the Supreme Court cases. And then you've got the federal judiciary, the appellate courts, who are not ruling in line with the U.S. Supreme Court. So actually, the landscape isn't all that difficult to understand if you just take a look. And as Alex Jones always tells people, look it up.